We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio.
All right, 10:05 on the Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, I can't even say my own name, and Evan Roberts. We're coming to you live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli meats and cheeses only at my favorite store. ShopRite, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit the 1 o'clock CMB comes your way. Mike after that. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Very pumped up today, bro, because I'm on vacation. At 1 o'clock, my vacation will start.
Congrats.
I'm very excited. But I want to open the show. We got to do this. I got to get it out of the way right away. I was going to wait till later on. We have to do it now. I think you will agree with me. This is the last day that Eric Spitz will be here. I know he's not with the radio station now. He's been working for the CBS Sports Network. But Eric Spitz moving on to, hopefully for him, greener pastures. And he'll be missed, you know? I mean, when we worked for him, he was a pain in the rear end, and let's be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, he could get to you at times.
Sure.
But the bottom line on Eric is that we love Eric Spitz. He's been a real good guy here. We've known him for a long, long time. I go way back with him, way back. And he's going to be missed. I mean, let's be honest.
No, he is. I actually now that he's not our boss, so he doesn't
love him
complain to us.
Exactly.
Get late to breaks.
Right, exactly.
Oh, God.
You're talking about things that happened in 1982.
Yeah, stop doing that.
Can't do that.
Too much this.
Right,
not enough that.
Right. What are you doing?
Now that that's been retired, I've gone into his office almost every
you do.
Day.
You go in all the time.
He's become like a pal. But now... he's the new sheriff in town over at Sirius.
Is that so what we can say that he's doing that?
Yeah, why the hell not? I just don't know.
Right, well, you did. Right? So it wasn't me.
Now, I want to warn a lot of my buddies over there. Right, a lot of friends over there.
Okay.
Spitzy's tough. Okay?
He can be tough. Spitzy can be very, very tough.
He can be a real pain in the ass.
No question.
But you know what? If you listen to him, good things will happen.
And let me say this about Spitz, too. You know how I'm always all over the various lack of personality for program directors.
Right.
Now, he doesn't have the greatest personality.
No.
But it's a little better than most. I mean, when you look at, when you break down the program director's personality quotient, which is low.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very, very
incredibly
low. Oh, my God. Spitz actually has one of the higher rates than that.
He does.
You know, he really does. I mean, he's a decent guy when he's not like being a program director.
I got to give him a compliment, and he may not like this compliment because of the consequences of it.
Yes.
But I got to be honest.
Go ahead.
And I've seen it firsthand.
Right.
If you are an aspiring broadcaster,
okay,
an aspiring talk show host, aspiring anything,
right,
and you send a tape to Eric Spitz.
You know, this is a great point.
He will listen to the tape. And he will respond with productive critiques. And that's impressive because he gets lots of them.
Very impressive.
He takes time out of his day to critique you. Now, the reason why I say unintended consequences is every man and woman in America now is going to send their demo to poor Spitzy, and he's going to go through all of them. But that's very impressive because I think there's a lot of program directors who will get the demo.
No, you're 100% right.
And they trash it.
Yep.
They just throw it out.
Yep.
Spitzy will listen. He will be thoughtful about it. And I think that to me, if I had to come up with one ultimate compliment I'd go with that.
Bro, that is a stellar point on your part.
Thank you.
I mean, I have no other way to say that.
Yes.
Absolutely brilliant.
So Spitzy will be missed.
Yep.
Best of luck over
there. Absolutely. And this just shows the work ethic that Spitz brings to the table.
Yes.
The guy is not even taking a few days off. He's going right Monday, right to the new job.
Now, he's got a lot of work to do over there,
not
apparently.
Even a couple days. Give me a little break. Take it easy. You know, work on the tan a little bit. Not Spitz. Right to the new job.
Oh, yeah. He's got work to do. He's got to tell Dog, listen, you got to break on time.
Right.
Okay, Dog,
right.
You're going way too late.
There
I can
you
imagine.
Go.
Hey, can you imagine that conversation?
Spitz, what are you kidding me?
How are you doing?
Right. Right.
Now, but best of luck, because I agree with you. When you are between jobs, a lot of people like to take a month off.
You think?
Take a vacation.
Well, at least a week.
A week?
You don't have to be a month, but
you
at
could,
least a
though?
Week.
Oh,
you could.
Yeah.
Sure.
But now, best of luck to him. He will genuinely be missed.
Yep. No doubt about it.
Last night, I was very disappointed because I am a sucker for a sexy pitching matchup.
Right.
And I went
Scherzer
in there.
Match didn't do it for you?
No. Not quite.
That actually turned out to be better than Severino Kluber, to be very honest
with
you.
It wasn't bad Matt Scherzer. Matz versus Max Scherzer.
No.
But Kluber and Severino special because if you're ranking the best pitchers in the American League, I think we'd agree that both of those guys are in the top five,
yes.
Right? You got Verlander. You probably have Blake Snell.
No question.
Maybe Gerrit Cole, but I wouldn't go there. Definitely Chris Sale. Those guys are all there. So you're talking about two of the elites and two clear-cut aces of their franchises, no doubt. And if they play in the postseason again, which may happen, we'll see, these guys could very well be locked up. And both guys were very mediocre. And one thing, and you heard Kay say this on the broadcast a lot, but he was right because I think we were all thinking it. The fact, and I liked it. I have to admit, I loved it. The fact that Terry Francona has so little confidence in his bullpen, he let Corey
into
Kluber
the eighth inning.
Go a little old school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Joe, not just pitch into the eighth inning, which with a pitch count over 100, that's one thing.
Yep.
But he had already given up 4 runs and 7 hits, and he's still pitching into the eighth inning.
Yeah, that's a tremendous point. And Jeurys Familia is available. I'm just going.
Yes.
Just
and you know what?
So is everybody in that pen for most part.
And they could use him because
we'll throw Jerry Blevins in too if you want him.
Look, you got a little preview of the you got a preview of the Indian bullpen last night. Oli Perez came in, faced his one batter.
Right.
It sort of did the job. He got an out, but it was a sacrifice fly.
Well,
so really
what are you going to do?
Yeah, sort of did the job.
Right.
But Neil Ramirez, I mentioned this to you the other day.
Yep.
Right now, until Andrew Miller comes back, and when Andrew Miller comes back, what is he? Guy pitched to a 4-5 ERA before he went on the DL for the second time. They have a terrible bullpen. So because of that, let's face it. When you look at last night's Yankee-Indian game, and it was a fun game to watch, even though I was disappointed. I was looking for a better matchup.
Right.
Why did the New York Yankees beat the Cleveland Indians? It's very simple. That. The bullpens.
Yep. Yep.
The
no
Indians
doubt.
Are pushing Kluber into the eighth inning and going to Oli Perez and Neil Ramirez. The Yankees could pull Severino after 5 when he's clearly not having his best stuff and just go to Adam Warren, David Robertson, Dellin Betances, Aroldis Chapman, and those guys gave up nada. Think about what those guys did last night, and that's your difference. That's your huge, huge, huge difference between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. The Indians are force-feeding Kluber through the eighth inning with this cavalcade of garbage coming out of their bullpen, and the Yankees could say, all right, Sevy, you didn't have your best stuff. You gave up 9 hits in 5 innings. You only struck out 1 or 2 guys, whatever it was. Okay, fine. Here's our deep-as-hell bullpen.
And maybe that's going to be the difference in for everything for the Yankees when all is said and done because – you know, the Yankees have the best bullpen in the league and probably in baseball. I mean, I don't know who the team is that's got a better bullpen than they do.
I don't know if you saw this, but remember how the Houston Astros had a closer named Ken Giles?
Yeah, they put him in the minors.
They sent him down.
I know. But it also was, he had an issue with the manager, too. Didn't he have like a shouting match on the mound with the manager when he went to take him out?
Yeah, but he also has a 4.5 to 5 ERA.
Look, I'm sure if he was pitching well, he would not have been sent down.
Right, it's
even,
a combo.
Even with that, you know, little situation. But that didn't help.
And the Astros have guys in their bullpen that are decent. I mean, Chris Devensky, for the most part, has had a good year. Hector Rondon.
Right.
But nobody
right.
has a bullpen that can come at you in waves.
Absolutely not.
Like this Yankee bullpen.
I completely agree.
So think about this. Last night, the Yankees played the Indians. Luis Severino is very, very mediocre. Very mediocre. Aaron Judge does very little in this game. He did have a double, but outside of that, didn't do much.
Right.
Giancarlo Stanton, not that much. Had a hit in this game. Yeah.
Brett Gardner
is a hero.
Greg
Aaron Hicks, Greg Bird.
Greg Bird is now driven in for all the hand-wringing early in the year. Bird, he stinks. Get him out of here. You know, we need a first baseman, yada, yada. Greg Bird in the last 3 games, 10 RBIs.
Yeah. Well, and
there you go.
That's how
all of a sudden.
And that's how the Yankees win a game. The guys that are not in your top 3 or 4 as far as importance in this lineup come up big. Brett Gardner, you mentioned with the 2 home runs.
Yep.
the one in the third inning against Kluber, and then that one in the ninth inning that I don't blame John Sterling for his call, because off the bat, even Brett Gardner thought it was foul. I mean, it looked foul. I didn't think it was a home run. The one that hit the pole.
Yeah.
I'm a fantasy owner of Brett Gardner. Trust me, I want home runs. Off the bat, I was like, what a tease. That was my reaction. What a tease. That's not getting out. And somehow, hey, it stayed fair and hit the pole.
Hicks had a big hit, too.
That's the other
Maybe
guy.
Maybe the biggest hit of the game, really.
And I said this about Hicks at the beginning of the year, and I thought it was fair. I don't think I was being unfair. I said, I don't know what Aaron Hicks is. I really don't, because here's a guy that used to be a prospect. He never panned out in Minnesota. The Twins basically dump him for nothing. What'd they get? John Ryan Murphy? That was the day.
Right.
Wasn't that the deal?
Right.
Aaron Hicks
and
John Ryan Murphy, who's now in Arizona, if I'm not mistaken.
And only hits against the Mets, by the way.
That's it, the only team. But Aaron Hicks last year had this great first half. Looks like an all-star. Then he gets hurt, comes back, doesn't do anything. So I thought it was fair at the beginning of the year to say, hey, what's Aaron Hicks? Well, over the last month or so, what's Aaron Hicks? He's a damn good baseball player.
He's been terrific.
That's what he is.
Yeah, you're right. He's been great.
As long as he can stay on the field, and he had a big hit last night, too. And I think that move is, again, one of those underrated Cashman specials, getting a talent like Aaron Hicks and giving up a third-string catcher or a backup catcher, however you want to define him.
Yep, no doubt. That's great. Terrific win for the Yankees coming off the Orioles series, no doubt about it. And yeah, how many times do we see these ballyhooed big-time pitching matchups never work out?
No, you're right.
And they turn out to be slugfests. I mean, we see that happen so often. We really do.
Well, I'm hoping, and it's not official yet because Boone and Callaway haven't announced it, but we should see Severino versus DeGrom in the Subway Series.
Oh, in the Subway. I was going to talk about the All-Star game.
No, no, in the actual, like a real game.
Right.
We should.
No, we probably will.
Both of those guys will probably pitch in the All-Star game. They can have their rest, and they could go at it Friday night or Saturday night, as long as one manager doesn't do something weird, and Callaway is the king of weird, as we saw last night. That pitching matchup.
Callaway weird?
Yeah. Really? Ahmed Rosario can't play last night because he's afraid of Max Scherzer.
How is that possible?
Because he's weird.
I mean, what are you kidding me? This kid's got, okay, who's pitching? The kid's got to play. I couldn't believe that last night.
Oh, I believe it.
I got to see Jose Reyes at short and Batista playing third.
Ridiculous.
And what are we doing?
So hopefully Callaway doesn't screw up this DeGrom-Severino pitching matchup. But you're right. In general, a lot of these matchups don't turn out. Here's the depressing part. If you're a Yankee fan, and there's nothing you could do about this. Last night, I got the Red Sox-Blue Jay game on.
They won again,
and,
by the way.
Well, here's how
they
won.
I think it's 10 in a row now.
So David Price quickly gives up a two-run homer. Nah. He thought he was facing the Yankees. He got confused.
Must be. Or it was a playoff game.
Then he realized after the first inning, wait a second, I'm not facing the Yankees, and this is July, settles in, pitches really well, goes into the seventh inning. The Red Sox are down 2-1. They have bases loaded, two outs. Mookie Betts is up. Mookie Betts, I think, and I'm watching it. This at-bat got me so excited to be alive. That's how much I loved watching this at-bat. I'm not a Red Sox fan.
Excited to be alive?
I just loved watching this. This was just great sports is what it was.
Okay.
I don't have bets in fantasy. There's no benefit.
You didn't like make a quick bet. Now that you can do that, then he's going to do something here.
I didn't do anything.
All right.
I'm not rooting for the Red Sox. Right. None of that.
Okay.
I'm watching this guy battle Jay Happ. I mean, he's 0-2. He's fouling balls off.
Could be a preview of him battling Jay Happ in another uniform.
Well, Yankee fans better pray it's not. I'll tell you that
now. Throwing it out there.
So they're battling. He's fouling balls off 9 pitches, 10 pitches, 11 pitches. I don't remember if it was 12 or 13. And then Mookie Betts hits this just majestic grand slam. And he is so pumped up. I love watching this guy play, Mookie Betts. I love watching this guy play. I know Yankee fans don't. Well, say he hits this grand slam.
Don't try to get him when he's a free agent.
They should. Got to wait a while. So he hits this grand slam. And I got to tell you, this was one of the great at-bats you'll ever see. That's what I'm going with. It was one of the great ABs you'll ever see because he's fighting and he's battling and he's fouling balls off. And he caps it off by hitting in a pretty big spot. I know it's early in the game. It's the fourth inning. It's not the eighth inning, but still, it's a 2-1 game. Hits this ridiculous grand slam. And then he's so pumped up. This guy is so pumped up. He's jumping up and down. He almost tripped and fell on his ass, which would have been hysterical.
Yeah.
But he kept his balance because he's moving.
Wouldn't have been too funny if he hurt himself, I'll tell you that.
That would not have been funny.
No.
But it was. And the reason I say it sucks is because if you're the Yankees right now, what can you do? They're just winning every
night.
They
really are. 10 in a row. It's unbelievable what the Red Sox are doing. It's
remarkable. They are 66-29.
Amazing.
They win everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, the Yankees have played well against them in the regular season. They still have a lot of games with them, and that's the positive. Just stay close with them because you're going to get your crack going head-to-head. And remember, David Price probably has to face the Yankees at some point again. What's going to happen there.
Yes.
But they are playing at a level right now that's just truly remarkable. And Mookie Betts is on another level, too. He's unbelievable to watch. I just thought that was an incredible, incredible at-bat that he put together last night. And I know that you shouldn't judge Jay Happ based on an at-bat or a game. Again,
especially against, you know, maybe the best player in baseball, certainly in the top five.
I just don't love him. I just don't love the guy.
He's a fourth starter. I mean, he's not an ace. He's not an ace.
He's not close to an ace.
No.
And I'm not judging him based on that at-bat or even what the Yankees did to him, but you can judge him that in his last few starts. He hasn't been very good.
Right.
And his ERA continues to go up, 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 and up. So I don't think Jay Happ. I mean, if I'm getting Jay Happ for nothing, I guess fine, whatever. But I'm not giving up anything significant for Jay Happ.
Yeah, well, they're not. I mean, I'm sure they're not.
66 and That's 29.
10 straight wins. Amazing.
Here's the good news. They will lose eventually.
Well, they got to play the Yankees again. Well, they got 10 games with the Yankees, right?
They do have 10 games with the Yankees.
The Yankees actually beat them 5 out of the first 9. So
they do have 3 more games this weekend with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Right.
So we'll see.
Right.
We'll see if the Blue Jays
can beat them.
While the Yankees are playing Cleveland. We'll come back. We'll get to your calls. Kevin Millar, he of MLB Network, the former Red
Sox. You'll
be on
today. 4 o'clock today. Don't forget, Ev on MLB with Heyman, and God knows who else will be on with him. Now.
I think it's Brian Kenny.
Right.
And Dan O'Dowd.
We're
talking baseball, baby.
Tremendous.
I hope me and Heyman fight about Albert Bell.
This is what you're wearing
on
the show?
No, it's not.
Oh, well, you said. You told me yesterday. You said, I will be wearing what I have on at the show at our show.
Well, in our office.
Because you got an All-Star Game T-shirt.
I will not be wearing that.
Okay.
In our office, also known as the Jock Lounge.
Right.
I have a tie, I have a shirt, and I have a suit jacket.
Okay, so you're going to change prior to going over there.
I actually may change it before the final segment of our show because I do want you to be able to make sure it's in the up and up.
Yeah.
I want you to look at it.
I'm going to see it on TV anyway, and then I would comment.
No, but I want to know beforehand.
All right.
In case you say, you know what, Ev, lose the tie. Or, hey, you know, this tie doesn't look good. I need some, you know, advice.
As long as it matches. Did Sylvia see this going out of the house?
Yeah, she helped.
Is she approved?
She likes it, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's all right.
But she's nervous. She doesn't know if she picked a good job or not.
Really?
She doesn't know.
Usually
she thinks she did well.
Usually women are all over this, usually.
Well, she is, but, you know, she's not 100% sure.
Okay.
That's why I'm confident in you.
All right.
I mean, you are the king of fashion.
No, I'm not the king of anything. Yeah. I'm, you know, king of pain, as Sting once said. But, I mean, outside of that, you know, but I do try to be on top of fashion.
You know what's funny? Because of the fashion.
Especially when you look like me. You better.
Because of this whole fashion thing and dressing up and going on TV, which I normally hate to do, I've been noticing what people wear when they're on TV.
Okay.
I got to tell you, maybe I'm wrong. Rucco last night was filling in for Meredith Marakovich.
Marakovich, yeah.
Rucco had a good looking suit on.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Well, that's what he should be doing.
No,
you know, you're on TV. Now, we see it now. Sometimes the broadcasters, I think it depends on what the weather is.
Right.
You'll see them wear, like, what I got on, like a golf shirt.
Right.
Which is not a bad look, you know, if the weather is conducive to that. But most of the time, you see them in suits, most of them.
Yeah, but usually Steve Gelbs does the SNY thing.
Yeah,
he just wears an SNY shirt.
Yeah, generally right. That
Rucco
is true.
Last night looked like he was going to the prom.
He's all dolled up.
He was dolled up.
Hey.
He's looking good.
He's auditioning.
Maybe that's a part of it.
He could be.
Maybe he's trying to look good, saying, let me bump Kay out of the booth. Yep. Let me take over this job. You know, maybe that's what he's trying to do.
You never know.
You never know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.